what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon-exclusive show where I, Blessing, Adioye Jr., go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Tim Mabuggin Geddes and Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Today we're talking about the 10 best games that revived a series. This is from The Gamer, written by Grant Burton, and it was published 6 days ago. The 10 best games that revived a series.
I love this. What a great concept for a list. Mm-hmm. I like how recent it was posted. I like that it's 10.
Yep.
Like, I feel like we're going to get a saw. I'm expecting a two thumbs up
list. I think we're setting up for success here.
Real quick, I need to inform you something, Bus.
What up?
I'm looking at Twitter right now, and Ben, Please Be Excited tweets, if you rearrange the letters in Vin Diesel, it spells I End Lives.
Oh, so that's just really cool.
Just think about that,
that's
okay?
That's really cool. Vin Diesel's going to make a movie called that now.
Yeah. Let's think about this. What is it? Number one, God of War.
Ooh, that's really good. Right. Yes, good. That has to be number one, actually. Fuck. Because I was thinking, I was like, is there a standout, right? Like, what are the standouts? And, like, God of War, I think, is the standout.
Yeah, that's the number one. Now, sorry, say the headline again.
The 10 best games that revived a series.
Breath of the Wild.
That's the thing, is, like, there's an argument to be made one way or another.
Ooh,
like,
because my thought was because of the jump from Skyward Sword to Breath of the Wild, but then there's still, like, we've had back and forth on this, like, Link Between Worlds did come out in between then, you know, that got, like, a 10 out of 10 from GameSpot at the time and all that stuff, but, like, I don't know if it, like, made the waves as, like, a former Zelda would, like, did in the past, right? So I think there's an argument for Breath of the Wild to be on there, but maybe not, like, super high up.
I'm with you in the sense that I think that it's going to be on the list, and I think it deserves to be, even though it's not, like, the Zelda franchise wasn't in a bad place, but what Breath of the Wild did is took it to new levels that I think no one could have ever foreseen, and I think that in that sense, no one expected Zelda to have another Ocarina of Time moment, and it did. So I think that it's on the list.
I mean, how do we feel about Resident Evil? Are any of the ones...
Oh, Resident Evil 7, I would say.
Yeah?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, that was the thing, like, that really kicked off the modern, like, you know, new game, and then, you know, remake, and then new game, remake.
Like, that set off their modern cadence.
And on top of that, RE7 was incredible and had VR and was first person, changed the game for, like, what RE can be, survival horror can be, and came after 5 and 6.
That's how it was first showed, too, right? Was that VR demo that people didn't even know
the
it
kitchen.
Was 7? Yeah.
Yeah, and that shit was scary as hell. I love where we're going with this. Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Mortal Kombat 9.
Yes.
Street Fighter 4 as well. But I don't know if that would make the list, but it should.
I'm going to add it there. But I feel strongly about Mortal Kombat 9 and the ones you mentioned. Street Fighter, I'm like kind of both ways on, but... Yeah, this is looking good so far.
Street Fighter 4 brought back fighting games as a mainstream genre. They were getting more and more niche as the generation was going on.
Let me tell you about this game called Mortal Kombat Deception. All right, what that
That's
brought,
where they were
that
before
brought,
Street Fighter 4.
What that brought to the space. My guy Shujinko was running the game. What about
Street Fighter 4 took... And, like, these are references that made sense at the time. But Street Fighter 4 was the first must-buy fighting game, whereas I feel like we had a generation of rentable fighting games.
Mm. Oh, I will say, I'm looking at the link to this gamer page, and, like, the link is kind of different from, like, what the actual headline is. The link says, best game made series popular again.
Oh.
Versus the 10 best games that revived a series. Like, same thing, but just different.
The subhead says, before these video game series lost popularity, their sequels or remakes revitalized them and brought them back into the limelight.
Yeah.
So, again, I would see an argument for Zelda on there.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Because of Skyward
Sword. Now, they mentioned remakes. We've not said any remakes yet.
Mm.
What remake would they be talking about?
Before I forget, put down Devil May Cry 5. I don't think it'll be on the list. I feel like that's more maybe like an 11 to 15 list. But like I do think it's a good example of the prompt. But remakes.
Do you think they might go RE2 remake over RE7? Or
that's insane.
Final Fantasy 7 remake.
Maybe.
Because I know 15 wasn't like bad, right? And like Final Fantasy has been very present, but I almost feel like 7 kind of brought it like
I mean,
to another level.
Ironically, Final Fantasy 14 is the answer to itself.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 plus 2.
I mean, I love that, but
I'm just thinking of remakes, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I didn't revive.
I
series. Because like it was if there was if 3+4 came out, then yeah. I would put it in there. I'll write it down anyway.
So well. I mean, talking about remakes and stuff, Crash Insane Trilogy very literally did this,
yeah.
Where it also got the Crash Team Racing remake and the.
I think
Crash
that's
4.
A great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Crash Insane Trilogy.
Metroid Dread.
I mean, I think we're living in that moment right now where Metroid Dread started the dominoes falling for a Metroid moment that potentially, if Nintendo plays their cards right, Metroid Prime 4 could be the Metroid scaled version of what Breath of the Wild was for Zelda,
Jesus.
Or what Mario Odyssey was for 3D Mario, which is, these are successful and we all know these franchises, but now they're in a different stratosphere in terms of success and sales. Mm-hmm.
You got a PlayStation rep. You got a Nintendo rep. What about Halo Infinite?
No, it didn't do it.
What could have been?
It revived it for a couple months and then
like a couple weeks.
Went away.
I feel like Diablo 4 upcoming, but
yeah,
we don't know that
another
yet.
Another PlayStation one, the 2016 Ratchet and Clank kind of remake or whatever. Because like even though you know like I would say that. I as an IP, even though there were some beloved games in the PS3 generation, like that IP was kind of dwindling in popularity.
I don't know that brought it back though, because like that's no, fair. There was a movie and no one saw it. you know,
like for me that was like for me that's almost like a steady decline, like a steady raise back up. So I would maybe if we were making a top like 20 or 30 list, I can see it being in there.
Okay,
but I don't know about a top 10. One that I will put in there, Mass Effect, the Mass Effect.
Legendary
Andromeda came out such a dud. Legendary Edition, I would say, boosted that back up again.
Yeah, I feel like that was still too early where we haven't seen like did it like fix things. Like,
yeah,
I feel like you
true.
Need a couple iterations, but
because that moment to me it was like, oh, remember how good Mass Effect was, you know, and not so much about like, oh, Mass Effect's good
it's a franchise,
yeah. We got some good answers.
We got some
here.
Good ones. God of War is such a lock for number one.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing I can imagine that would be God of War for number one.
I mean, no franchise was ever brought back in such a redefining way, you know? Like,
yeah.
Especially not a franchise that was, like, revolutionary for its time to then do that again in a completely different style. We just don't see that.
All right. Well, let's hop into the list again. This is the 10 best games that revived a series as written by The Gamer 6 days ago. And number 10, Mass Effect Legendary Edition.
Wow.
When Mass Effect 3 was released.
I agree with you, Tim, though. I think it's too early.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a bad start to the list. Yeah. I don't think it's a perfect.
I think number 10 is fine. If it was like higher up, then I'd be like, eh. All
right.
Number 9, Gears of War 4. How long was Gears of War gone after 3?
I'm going to definitively say no to this.
Yeah, because the argument you guys were making with Ratchet and Clank where it was like a steady backup, I feel like the jump from Gears of War 3 to 4 was just like a steady like, oh yeah, Gears of War.
And
it's still here.
Personally, like Gears of War 4, like I loved 5. Mm-hmm. 4 was like, it was whatever, meddling.
Number 8. Resident Evil 7, Biohazard. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Very good entry on this list. Number 8, which I feel like I could see it being higher. I'm a bit surprised at number 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have to like remember of like how just weird and bad Resident Evil 6 was, you know? like in the expectation of what a Resident Evil game is, right? And yeah.
Yeah, I just remember, because obviously like, I wasn't a Resident Evil person around 5 or 6, but I remember hearing my friends talk about it and be so like, I remember being like, oh yeah, Resident Evil isn't a thing right now, like post Resident Evil 6, right? Like, oh yeah, we don't expect good Resident Evil games anymore. And so yeah, 7 coming through and actually being a hit. Yeah, that's a fucking banger right there. Next one, number 7, Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy.
Holy shit, okay.
Hell yeah. Nailing it.
You know what?
We got a Crash 4 because of it, you know?
Yeah,
like how fucking cool is that?
Dude, and Crash 4 was so freaking good. Like this so far.
Yeah.
I like this list.
This is, yeah, I think the last couple of entries very redeeming. Number 6, we got Tomb Raider.
Oh, idiots.
Yeah.
We're fucking idiots.
No, that's exactly right. If anything, I could see this being higher.
This
is such a fire entry. That's on us.
Yeah, this is such a good example of what they're talking about for this list.
God, Tomb Raider 2013 was so goddamn good.
Damn.
But maybe that's what I'm going to do, because I'm looking for a game to play. Maybe I'll play, because I never played all the way through the other two games that came after this.
Rise and
Shadow. I might be in a Tomb Raider mood right now.
Ooh, go raid them tombs.
Raid them tombs. And number five, Prince of Persia.
Oh my God, how did I not? No, this is a failure on my part, everybody. Yes. Good Lord, dude. This is such a great example, because Prince of Persia, the original on the fucking computer, I don't even know what system it was. Like, I don't even know if it was Windows at the time. Like whatever the fuck. It was like some home computer in the early 90s that Kevin had at his house. Prince of Persia was one of the first video games I ever played. Like, period. And loved it. And like, I don't think I ever got past the first level. Like, it was very hard. But the level of creativity that the game kind of put in my mind of like, Prince of Persia the original is one of the reasons I love video games. Is I experienced it, I'm like, there's something here that's fucking cool. And then when Sands of Time was first being talked about, I was like, this looks incredible. And the idea of being able to rewind time in gameplay, I was like, that's the coolest fucking thing. And then they delivered. Sands of Time is incredible, and I hope that one day it actually gets remade and people get to experience it for the first time, because it is such a fucking great game.
Now, this is making me realize that I don't think we talked a lot about those games that made the jump from 2D to 3D, right? And like really revolutionized.
Oh.
One that comes to mind, and this is even a 2D to 3D thing, honestly, but Donkey Kong Country Returns. I feel like I could see that. We're at the top four now, but I could see that make an appearance.
You're right, though. I mean, that was a big moment for Donkey Kong. I just don't know that people, despite the quality, still write off the Returns and Tropical Freeze.
Oh.
Like, just as like being like, oh, it's just more Donkey Kong. It's like, no, motherfuckers, it's like really, really, really good Donkey Kong.
And then another one would be Metroid Prime.
Metroid Prime, I think, and Fusion, like that combo somewhere in there. Because, yeah, we missed an entire generation. Prime is a great example. Prime's a great example.
Yeah,
it is.
All right, number four. Mortal Kombat 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Called it. And yes, this is a very good entry. And number three, Doom 2016. You motherfuckers got it right. That is such a good ass entry.
So dumb.
Dude, this is a great list.
Yes.
And a great episode of Shitlist, because I like that we called so many of them. And there's ones that we just missed that are like fantastic entries.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah. Well, at least this many times. It's like, oh, fuck, we didn't think of this. Oh my God. Yeah. Doom 2016. Fantastic. Again, that's another one where I think that might have been either one of, or if not, like maybe my game of the year 2016. No, that was Overwatch. But that was up there. It was up there.
Not Dishonored 2.
Yeah. What's up, Tim?
Let's stop here.
Uh-huh.
We have two left. God of War is number one.
For sure.
But what's number two? What do we have left on the list that we haven't?
So on this has to be in there, Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And then other ones I wrote down, Tony Hawk 1 plus 2, Street Fighter, Ultra Street Fighter 4, and then Devil May Cry 5.
Yeah. Breath of the Wild, God of War, right?
Yeah, it has to be. Unless there's something we're missing. Like, at this point, I kind of have trust in this list.
Yeah.
Like, if Breath of the Wild wasn't on here because there's, like, a better option, like, I'd understand.
Yes. And number two, Wolfenstein the New Order. All
right. It was right there.
It was right in front of our noses.
My one argument, because I did think of Wolfenstein, I feel like Wolfenstein 2 did that more than the first game, whereas like the first game, it came out and there were like people were like, oh yeah, it's surprisingly good, but I don't think it like brought it back in such the big way that like that Doom did, right?
But I think that that's the argument though. Like that this, what you're saying, you're right, but I think that this sparked that, which I think is what they're talking about.
That's fair.
Which is why we're going to the Mass Effect thing. I'm like, we haven't seen it yet. But,
and you know what? Like, the New Order led us to Wolfenstein 2, which is honestly probably one of the best first-person shooter campaigns of all time.
I agree.
If not the best. It's up there with Titanfall 2, at least. So,
all right. Then at number one, we got... Wow!
What?
Spider-Man 2018!
What?
What is going on?
Left fucking turn!
Wow, what a fucking left turn. Wait, hold on. What's the argument for Spider-Man?
There have been many Spider-Man games and more games that also feature the titular character. For a long time, the only good one was Spider-Man 2, based on the movie of the same.
They're not wrong.
They're not
wrong. They're only
wrong.
God of War's not on the list.
What?
God of War Ragnarok.
You're doing so good. You're doing so good.
Yo, the gamer. God bless you. God fucking bless. This is so freaking funny.
Wow.
Because, like, I guess you could say it, the argument is right, is that, you know, God of War 3 was also well-reviewed. It's just that they went on a prolonged break.
But there was Ascension
yeah. in between. So I'm just trying to get in their headspace of, like, why they might have not included God of War 2018 on there. But, yeah, Ascension was not great. And then that franchise became, you know, forgotten about.
Dormant.
Anyway. It was 8 years between 3 and God of War 2018. Wow. What a left turn. I was literally about to say, like, okay, I can kind of understand that, like, Zelda never went away, right? Like, Zelda was kind of around. We just didn't have, like, a big 3D revolution, whatever. So I could understand omitting that. Omitting God of War on a list that, like, if there's anything God of War 2018 is known for,
yeah,
is for revitalizing a series. Like, I think that is the poster child for rebooting and revitalizing a series and bringing it back. Wow. What a roller coaster this list has been.
At the end of the day, though, I still got to give it to him. I give him the thumbs up. I think this was a great list. It gave us good discussion points.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the ones we had on there were there, and there was ones they had there that were like, you know what? We missed up. We fucked up.
Yeah.
God of War is a big miss. I don't know that I can say this is the perfect list.
Spider-Man being number one, I also think is a weird option. Just because it's like, I get it. There's a lot of Spider-Man games, but they're not part of the same series. You know? That's
my thing. And that's why I personally have to give it a thumbs down, is that I think the number one is so important.
It is.
And it really I think they fumbled real hard. If number one was Doom 2016, or if it was a game that I'm like, okay, I can see where you're coming from there, then maybe I could forgive it because they have so many other good options. Not having God of War and then having Spider-Man 2018, which I understand their argument, but like I love Spider-Man 2, near and dear to my heart. That game is dated. You go back to that game, and it's like that game doesn't play well today, right? Like, I feel like the Spider-Man franchise of video games has always wavered, and with Spider-Man 2018, they figured it out, right? Like they gave it to Insomniac, and we've gotten the best iterations of that franchise so far. I don't know if I would categorize that as revitalizing a series, because it's not part of the same series. It's just the same IP.
Like, yeah, it's the same IP, and it was already revitalized, and, you know, so many reboots, and Spider-Man had just come back to the, or had come to the MCU, like, a couple years before that. Like, if nothing had been going on with Spider-Man outside of video games, and Spider-Man 2018 was the first thing, maybe I could see the argument a little bit more, but because, you know, MCU Spidey had already been popping off for a couple of years at that point.
And even if we went from Spider-Man 2 on PS2 and then didn't have any Spider-Man games and got 2018, then I'd be like, okay, I can see where you're coming from. But, like, we got so many Spider-Man games, they just weren't great. And so, like, I don't know. For me, I got to give it a thumbs down. But I will say, for a thumbs down, a lot of the entries, I think, are good entries. I think they nailed it with a lot of it.
I got to go with sideways thumbs.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going one thumb up and one sideways.
Wow.
You
know?
I really wanted to give you two, but I just can't.
Wow.
I just can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel about this list? Do you give it a thumbs up? Do you give it a thumbs down? Do you think this list is the shit? Or do you think this list is a shit list? Let us know in the comments below. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Bear on the ones and twos. It's been our pleasure to serve you.